Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I need a computer.
PC Monster Race.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to another episode of Thumb Cramps. Unless it's your first episode, in
welcome
case
to the first ever episode of Thumb Cramps.
Every episode of a podcast is someone's first episode,
exactly.
And therefore the host should also treat it like it's the first episode.
This is Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast where we review a bunch of different video games,
and it's a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs
That's
are
true.
Cramping. I am your host of this very first episode, Joel Duscher, and joining me is my co-host.
Wrong. No. No. If you're, let's not establish that out
my
the gate.
My co-host for today's first episode is Jackson Bailey. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like the band leader if the band leader was a chimp.
Now that I would watch. Because there's always the risk he'll just go nuts and kill the band.
Yeah. David Letterman, he'd be like, hey, here's Dave's top five. And coming in at number six, it's the New York Knicks.
Yeah. Oh, no. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. And introducing today, so Thumb Cramps has a guest every week, starting from the very first episode, which is today.
This is the first episode ever recorded.
We're joined by very special guest, Joel Zammett.
Thank you. I would have also accepted former host.
But if this is the first episode you've never hosted.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no formal anything.
By making this the first episode, we've erased your history.
We've erased all of our history.
I think about the idea of, you know, we have a current host, we have a former host,
and
a host.
co-host.
Hold on. Where's this? I can't find it. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Jackson, my good friend and co-host.
Yeah.
What game are we looking at this week?
We are looking at Penny's Big Breakaway for the PC gaming machine.
It is PC Master...
That's true. We are reviewing only... the headline review is always going to be a PC game.
And every game we've reviewed this month is playable on the PC, mm-hmm. as it is the ultimate gaming console.
Absolutely. Sure. Including Penny's Big Breakaway. So,
and other games.
And other games. We'll be reviewing other games too. But I won't be.
What is Penny's Big
Breakaway? So Penny's Big Breakaway is a game made by the same people who made Sonic Mania.
Correct.
If you remember that. Sonic game that was good.
Yeah. The last time Sonic dabbled his toes into being good.
You know, it's like
I like Sonic Frontiers.
Yeah, even though I like Sonic, where it's Sonic from the past and future, whatever that was
Generations,
called.
Which is before Mania.
Yeah. But it was, you know.
It's being remade for the Nintendo Switch and other game consoles, including the PC,
I think. Can play as Shadow the Hedgehog now,
though he is in our Generations, so it's going to be confusing.
Yes, it will be.
Sonic's fans are on the edge of their seats.
It's funny to have a mask like Sonic and Sonic games where just like it's like a known thing that so many of them suck. Like it's just like a known part of... We love Sonic, we keep making Sonic games, but often they're bad, you know?
Just like they'll know they'll sell. They'll know they'll sell.
So we don't have to put effort.
Low effort. Here's the big reward.
Joel Zammett. Yeah. They no longer sell haven't sold well for a very long time.
Oh no. Tell me the CEO of Sonic is out of touch with the youths.
Johnny Sega?
Johnny Sega does a funny thing with Sonic where he's like, ugh. we'll make a 3D one because people love Sonic Adventure now.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they put out a 3D one and Sonic's a werewolf and everyone's like, I hate this
and
game.
It runs at
like,
10 frames a second and Sonic falls off
We hear what you've been asking for. Yeah. You want Sonic in 3D. We're going to do it. He's going to run so fast. Collect all the rings. Chaos Emeralds, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he's a werewolf.
Huh?
What?
What was that last bit?
What do you mean?
Okay, maybe, I like so now that- we're going to throw back to 2D because the 3D one didn't do well. And it's boring, and people don't want it.
Well, they really are taking some interesting lessons.
I like to think they've got like a guy who's like, I'm a Nintendo insider. I'll tell you what Nintendo's doing. And with Sonic Unleashed, the werewolf one, they were like, the next
Link's
Mario game. Yeah, Link's a dog, Mario's a vampire. They were like, oh, goddamn, okay, Sonic's a werewolf then. And they're just waiting for Vampire Mario 64.
Mario's going full Halloween. We got to beat him.
We got to do the same thing. God damn it.
Link's gone outside in open. Actually, they copied Zelda more recently than
true.
They've been copying.
Oh, yeah, Link went wolf mode.
Link went outside.
Link
and then
went
for
outside.
Sonic Frontiers, Sonic went outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people liked it better when Link went outside.
People loved it.
He had more to do.
Link had so much to do outside. Sonic, less so.
Not as much to do outside.
Yeah, Link, you're a guy. You pick up weapon. You pick
Eat
up
apple,
item.
Yeah.
Apple, ride horse. Well, Sonic riding horse seems weird.
It would freak me out to see
Sonic
on a horse.
Sonic can run faster than horse.
Yeah. Sonic can drive.
Horse should ride Sonic.
Yeah. I can't remember if I've gaslit myself or if Sonic can drive car in
Sonic
Frontier.
Sonic shouldn't drive car, you hedgehog.
In Frontiers, he drive car.
I think so.
What?
He's faster than car.
In Sonic and the Black Knight, does he ride a horse? That's when Sonic goes to King Arthur.
Mm.
And then Sonic...
Shadow drives cars and Shadow the
he
Hedgehog.
He drives a motorbike.
But he's... No, he can also drive cars. Okay. But he also has a machine
like a
gun.
Car?
Yeah. Yeah, that's sick.
No, I think that's like an SUV.
He should drive.
Tails flies a plane, or
Tails
maybe Knuckles does.
No, Tails flies
Tails
a plane.
Flies a plane. That okay. I can see better.
Yeah, that's early days, though.
Yeah.
That's like
that makes sense to
that's
me.
Like original, Sonic, Sonic and Tails. Anyway.
And Amy Rose has a hammer.
Yeah, she's got a big mallet, like Harley Quinn from comic books.
Yeah.
So Sonic Mania was a 2D, a very classic Sonic game made by...
It's
I think,
a
like,
love letter to Sonic... The Hedgehog 2.
Yes, absolutely. And it was much beloved. Like, people were like, oh my god, Sonic is so back.
I thought that I loved Sonic games because I played Sonic Mania.
I was the same. I was like, dude, this rocks.
I don't really, but I'm going to keep playing them because I keep thinking...
Well, because Sonic Mania did so many cool, innovative things. It had a bunch of crazy levels. It had a bunch of crazy mechanics. It was like...
There was guys you could be.
Yes.
Tails, Knuckles, I think they added more guys.
Yes.
Amy Rose, probably.
You
She's
could
got
be
the hammer.
Possibly Ooh. Cream and B.
Love
B.
Cream and B.
I think you could be a guy named B.
B.
B from Sonic movies?
From Sonic movies? B. Cream is a...
Cream's a rabbit.
And cheese is the...
Cheese is the KO or chow. I don't know how to say
it. That is their friend.
Yeah.
Because it's cream
but
cheese.
You could be a guy who was purple and a guy who was like a B.
I don't think the B's name is B.
Is the B who... Like B-E-E? Or
B-E-A, maybe. I can't really recall. I know that there was also a new Sonic game that came out recently that everybody was like, oh, this is their answer to Super Mario Wonder, in which you could play a brand new character who can become a dragon.
Yeah, they copied Mario and they released it the same day as Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah.
And guess what happened?
Yes, what occurred.
I'm guessing no one bought it.
Well, here's the thing. I've played the demo. I'm the host of Thumb Cramps.
Yes.
And I could not tell you the name of that game. It's Sonic...
Forever or something? Sonic Together?
It's not Sonic Together.
The girl you can get who can become a dragon as well, I've seen a clip where when you become a dragon, it's like very clearly not designed for a Sonic level. So you just kind of like breathe.
They do that so often.
Yeah, I know.
They make you become a guy that doesn't match the level and
Absolutely.
You're like, I can't play this game the way you want me to play the game.
Anytime you become supersonic in anything and you just fly pinballing around the screen being like, well, I guess I don't get to go in any of the loops or press any of the buttons. I'm just flying around.
It's kind of like, we get Mario and that kind of stuff when they're like, okay, we're designing a level and there's either a new mechanic that we've introduced in this whole game that we're going to implement so that when you use that, you can play that level with that mechanic.
Exactly.
So if you want to be like a bunch of Goombas with the hat or whatever, there's
the level
there's
is designed
kind of
for
stuff.
It. Yeah.
We understand what you're doing.
Sonic
always felt like,
no.
We're going to have
put in a thing.
Basic Sonic, here we go. And then anything that we think is cool extra, we're doing it for kicks.
Yeah, we're doing it. And you should be happy enough to be Super Sonic. that you that you just enjoy what's happening to Sonic right now.
And I do. Yeah, okay. Look at him go so fast.
The new Sonic game is called Sonic Superstars.
Right.
It was made to please a casual audience because apparently Sonic Mania was too hardcore.
That's crazy.
So they made it easier, I guess.
Did have some hard levels, Sonic Mania, but it was
Sonic
fun.
Mania was good, and hard games are in.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't hard, and it wasn't impossible. Yeah. It was just this is like a difficult platformer because you're at this point in the game.
Did they ever do? Because I know on the iOS, they was like, oh yeah, Mario Run or whatever, and you know those like running
Super Mario
things.
One
yeah.
Run and, one
yeah one the run. So
I don't
like
know if they ever did a Sonic.
Did they ever do a Sonic? That feels like an easy cash grab.
Yeah, like do a Sonic like Temple Run thing where you just gotta swipe to the side to move out of the way of.
And you're like going real fast.
The bee's name is Charmy Bee.
So I was close.
B-E-E or B-E-I?
B-E-E.
Okay. Well, I wasn't that close. Anyway, so Sonic Mania, great game.
Trip the Sun Gazer, I think, is the new character.
Trip the Sun Gazer.
Oh, wait, no, that's a robot. Never mind.
Robot turned into dragon?
She's like an orange cat freaking thing.
Fang?
I don't know, dude.
That sounds like that would turn
you've
into
exhausted
a
the
a purple guy?
No, you've exhausted
it's a purple dog, man.
That's not it. Are you looking on this new Sonic game?
Yes! I'm reading out the characters from it.
They're like not anywhere else in Sonic Media.
I know. And I'm reading from I'm on the worst place on the internet, sonic.fandom.com, okay. And I'm clicking on all of the characters from Sonic Superstar.
Read them out to me.
Sonic!
Well, not Sonic.
Tails!
I know Sonic.
Knuckles!
Yes.
Amy! No. And then there's new characters.
Read me the new characters.
Fang the Hunter!
Probably not.
That's the one I just showed you the photo of!
We know it's not.
What's next?
Trip the Sun Gazer, who is a little robot.
No. What's next?
Characters.
So that was all that was
that's
on
that's it.
Well then I don't know.
The villain of the game is
wait,
a dragon.
Wait, show me the robot.
The robot is just a f***ing
he gets one.
I
he
get
gets
one.
One
I'm gonna say cunt.
That's the robot.
Huh?
This one.
That's not who I'm taking off.
Are you thinking of the villain?
No, you play as them. Anyway, don't worry about it. Let your brain cool down while I review this game.
It is the goddamn robot.
Yeah, it's Trip, right?
It didn't look like the picture I'd seen of them. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one.
So I'm showing him a picture. Is that Trip? This orange-looking weird thing?
No, that's ain't.
It's not Amy.
That is, on the left of that picture is Super Amy, and on the right-hand side is Trip as a dragon.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly, I just Googled, okay, dragon form, all right, there you go.
Who goes dragon mode?
Dragon form is a transformation that appears in the Sonic the Hedgehog series. It is in the super form of Trip the Sun Gazer, achieved by harnessing the power of 7 chaos.
It was Trip. In the end, it was Trip. Mystery solved.
It's Trip. Let's have a look at Trip.
I'm so unhappy.
So Trip looks like a robot, but then he also looks like...
Yeah, that's the one I've seen. This is why I got confused.
Yeah, is Trip... Does Trip have like a hot... what's going on here?
Trip's... What were you about to say, though?
Oh, hologram.
Does Trip have a hot form?
Trip have a hot, sexy form, guys? I don't know, but this is like a...
Is
it like an image inducer type thing? Or like a hologram it now he turns into like a Sonic-esque character?
That's why I got confused. Because I was expecting the Sonic-esque character, and you showed me a little robot,
No, of course, because she's the anthropomorphic Sun Gazer Lizard.
That makes sense
inhabits
to me.
The North Star Islands. Well, she was once hired by Dr. Eggman and Fang the Hunter to guide them through the archipelago's areas.
I see.
Oh. Every photo I can find of Trip,
they
look like that robot.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, brother.
I don't know what's going on, man.
I don't know what to tell you. I've not played the game.
Yeah.
So I don't. What am I meant to say?
There's a.
You know what I know.
Trip is there's a picture here of Trip seeing some flowers.
Yeah. Leaves. Are they Sonic mode or robot mode?
It's a cartoon mode. Eh? It's confusing. It looks like he's about to eat the flowers.
Yeah. I don't like. It's getting. Yeah, it's eerie. Trip's it's eerie. Like not, it looks like, got look, big it, hollow eyes.
Looks like it's stalking the flowers to eat.
I'm upset.
I don't like it.
Anyway. So,
have you just seen fan art? Maybe
no. I watched gameplay.
It's
literally right there.
Yep.
So what happens? Do we know? We've figured it out?
No. That's them. So the robot version is their armored form, which I think... So I think...
They're not a robot.
They're not... They're a guy.
Okay.
Well, Trip... Yeah.
So they're... Okay, lady wearing armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Figured it out.
Mystery solved.
Not a robot.
Not a robot.
Vindicated. So, so in Patty's Big Breakaway, this is a 3D platformer, but it's also kind of like a movement platformer where you have like a bunch of kind of like movement abilities that you chain together to kind of like get combos and to jump around the map.
Jump around.
Yep. Jump around. Hey.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Exactly.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around.
The premise is that you're in line for a talent show, and you also have a cosmic yo-yo.
Yeah,
that's
sick.
Like a dog.
That's like a dog.
Well, it's got a big like wagging tongue and like does the thing that dogs do.
Pants?
Yes. And you go to the talent show, and then you mess something up. And now the cops are after you.
The cops?
Yeah, there's sort of like a penguin that rules, or a guy.
Whoa, it's I think
he's a penguin, and he rules this kingdom, and he sends his penguin goons after you. So the actual...
From the Iceberg Lounge?
Yeah, you're in Gotham. So there's sort of, at least where I'm up to, you're escaping these penguins. You're on the lam, basically.
Yep.
So the way each level works, you have, like I said, multiple different movement abilities, and you chain them together to kind of in a kind almost like a like when you see people who are really good at Mario, you know, they do like, it's certainly Odyssey, they do just like a bunch of combos together to get heaps of distance. It's really designed for you to like play around with the movement,
sick.
Like that. The main movement abilities you have, but you can kind of mess around with these and do a bunch of cheeky shit as well, but is you can ride your yo-yo to kind like do a sort of like you're riding around the map.
Like how you can ride a dog.
Yeah, exactly. You can do this great thing that's heaps of fun that I'm kind of, it probably does exist in other games, but I'm like, what a simple but fun thing to add is that when you jump, you can
a second jump.
No, when you jump, you throw your yo-yo in the air and then it just sticks in place and you swing. So it kind of like gives you a place to stop in the middle of like a combo, look around, and then see where you're going to move
that's
next.
Sick.
Which is really cool. I really like that. And then the last one, more basic, is you fire your yo-yo ahead of you and then like move to catch up with it.
Okay.
And you can chain all of these together kind of infinitely if you get good at the game.
Yeah. Have you got good at the game?
Just in the last time I played. And I had to because throughout each level, there are three nuts you find. Like a bolt.
The perfect amount of nuts. Three.
Three nuts. Three. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one just before bed.
Yeah. One to wake up, one to...
For the sweet joy of nutting.
Yeah, and one to go to sleep.
Yeah. And also on every level, there are three guys, little dudes, and they'll give you like little challenges. And so the reason I had to get good is that one of the guys was like, hey, get a combo score of like 3,000 or whatever. And I was like, well, time to figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
But once you get it, it's...
So is it like... This, okay, I was going to compare it to a game that I haven't played.
All right.
Which
have
would
I?
Be dangerous. Jet Set Radio.
No. What do you mean? In what way?
The combo and traversal elements. I know that Jet Set Radio is like, sort of like a...
Jet Set Radio is more like a Tony Hawk, really. This feels like a platformer. It's just, it's like, imagine if in Mario, like, you know...
You got points for jumping?
Yeah, you got points. When Mario jumps, he gets a point. He throws his hat, he gets more points. He lands on his hat, he gets more points. Jumps on something else, jumps off a wall, more points. Lands on an enemy, more points, and then that combos together.
Uses a turtle shell to kill some enemy,
exactly.
More points, keep going.
And you can chain, I mean, it takes a bit of like, you know, you got to have that input timing, but you can chain everything together infinitely. You can jump, ride your yo-yo down a hill, jump in the air, swing in place, jump into your yo-yo, collect it, land riding it again, and you can just keep on doing this, which is super fun. Once you get a handle on that, like every level becomes just a big playground, which is
sick.
Great. At the end of every level, there's a random, like a what do you call it? Like
dog?
No.
Horse?
Pussy?
Yeah. At the end of every level of Penny's Big Breakaway, there's a random pussy.
Oh.
This game all of a sudden has my crazy attention.
Can they do this?
Can they put a pussy at the end of every level of Penny's Big Breakaway?
Congratulations, you got a high score. Here's this level's pussy.
Here's a random pussy. Are you imagining, what are you imagining?
A pussy.
Yeah, okay.
And it's awesome.
I'm sort of imagining, like, you know, at the end of every Crash Bandicoot level, he does like a kind of like a break dance and then it'll give you like a grade.
That's not what happens at the end of a Crash Bandicoot level, but please continue.
Just, but then that grade is a pussy. That's what I'm imagining.
See, I was imagining like some, like, you know, the vagina monologues. Yeah. Like those like costume, like, just, like, looks like it's just a vagina by itself.
Uh-huh.
I was imagining that.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, different costumes.
Yeah. That's more in line with this sort of style of Penny's Big Breakaway.
Yeah.
But none of them are likely. I fought one boss so far, which I didn't really expect there to be bosses in it, but I like that there are.
Yep.
Pretty simple, but like...
Just going to sick your dog on him or whatever?
Well, so the boss I fought is you're trying to, obviously trying to get away from the penguins.
Yeah.
And a great thing happens. So there's no real enemies so far in the game where it's like you hit them, they're gone or whatever, like Mario game.
Yeah.
You know, Mario hits a Goomba, it's done.
Yeah. You know, enemies in games, the things you hit, then they're gone.
Yeah. But so there are like penguin goons that kind of act as like a swarm. And if they get to you, they kind of clamp onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if enough of them clamp on, and they slow you down. And if enough of them clamp onto you, you're captured.
Ah.
So because the game is so quick and it's kind of about getting that movement, what your punishment is that your movement is slowed,
okay,
which is very cool. And then you can whack them away, but they just slam into a wall and then they're like kind of inert for a bit and then they can come and chase you again.
Stray did that. That little cyber cat thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're running a thing and then like things just glom onto you, it slows you down a bit and you got to shake them off. Mm. If you don't, then the cat dies.
Oh, that's sad. Like that bird in that documentary that gets covered in burrs. Remember that guy? That's so sad.
Burrs.
B-U-R-R-S.
What
are
they?
Burr. It's like a little spiky seed pod. Right. It's called a burr.
Yeah. Okay.
The bird gets covered in them?
It gets... Yeah, it's from a documentary where it's like if the bird...
I was imagining eating it, but then I'm like, burrs, I'm confused.
No, the bird falls out.
I like that Jackson said this, like, obviously.
Well, you all
gave
me reactions as though you understood what I meant.
No, I was imagining a bunch of lizards, you know, consuming a bird.
So
said
deeply
birds.
Sad. It's in a documentary. The bird, I think it might be like, no, I don't even think it's a baby. It lands on the floor of the forest, and the burrs are so sticky that they connect to his feathers, and then it can't fly away, and then it just means it's trying to escape. It just gets more burrs on it, and then it just dies.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. The burrs, they need the bird meat to fertilize
itself. Yeah, I think the burrs are idiots too, because they're trying to get distance, but the bird will move a bit away, I guess.
Yeah.
But like that's not how I would have done
it. How was that documentary as a whole?
Five thumbs.
Five thumbs?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, do you remember anything else from it?
Nah.
Was it on YouTube or a film?
I think it's like an Attenborough docker. It might be like a planet Earth or something. Yeah.
Heard good things, never dabbled myself. Earth? Nature documentaries don't do a lot for me.
I like to put one on after a long day. Like if it's like I've been a long day and I'm very tired, a nature documentary is very nice to have on in the background.
Yeah.
Good to fall asleep to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feels to me, I guess, falling asleep to it, but to me, watching a nature documentary is a little bit, sometimes it goes a bit screensaver mode for my liking. I kind of feel like I'm just looking at a screensaver.
Yeah. Which is kind of something, background kind of.
I think
when it's really hot, I like to put on a documentary about like the Arctic. That's
I turn
nice.
On my air conditioner.
Oh, well, hooray for you.
I would get angry if I did that because I'm like, I'm so hot and that polar bear is so cold.
When it's cold, we often put on I think it's Netflix has the fireplace.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So we just put that on.
Trick your ape brain. I like watching nature documentaries because you're reminded. I was watching one the other day about Komodo dragons.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that the way two Komodo dragons fight is just by flinging their bodies at each other. It's just the most uncoordinated shit, dude. Yeah,
it's like when giraffes fight.
Yeah. The animal kingdom's a mess. No one's swinging punches.
Yeah.
Everyone just slams into each other.
Yeah.
I like when they're like rams just like headbutt each other. They make the most satisfying clack.
That's good shit.
It always reminds me of the pachycephalosaurus?
I love
those guys.
Great dinosaur.
Good stuff.
In that Arctic doc I watched, I learned that the weasel Yeah. You know Weasel.
I'm familiar with Weasel.
So the thing about a Weasel.
I am Weasel. I am Baboon. Exactly. I'm across it.
The thing about Weasels is they get a freaking, they're not designed for the cold because they're too stretchy. They're like a contortionist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so they freeze.
Surface area.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
so they freeze.
They get really cold. So what they do.
Pop goes the Weasel.
That would be sad. What they do is they attack voles, right? And then they'll eat one vole.
Yeah.
And the other vole, they'll shave.
Pop goes the vole.
And they'll like hunker down in a little hole surrounded by the vole's fur. Yeah. Whilst the nude vole, well, the nude vole's corpse is just off in the corner. Anyway, I think that rocks.
That's awesome. They make a blanket.
They make a blanket out of a guy's fur. Anyway, Penny's Big Breakaway, super fun. I really liked it. I'm playing it on PC. It is great to play on PC. Maybe this is sacrilegious. Part of me does...
In PC March to Race, what the hell are you about to say?
Part of me does wish I had it on the Switch.
What about we meet halfway? What if you had it on the Steam Deck?
If I had it on the Steam Deck, brother, I would be creaming my jocks.
Yes.
Because it's
good to game whilst you shit.
Yeah, and I think that it's just... Is the shit me creaming my jocks?
Yeah, that's when someone says they cream their pants, that they shit their pants, yeah?
Yeah. It's so disgusting to describe shit as cream.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the consistency.
It makes me think of chocolate mousse.
Yeah, right? But I'm like, it's like, because cream is like an ointment, right? Like, but then again, you have like
chocolate custard in my pants.
Yeah.
You have like.
Well, cum isn't
cream.
The consistency of cream, so.
No, that's true. It's a consistency, I would say, of cum.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not really the male thing tends not to be the creaming one's pants.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. I like suffering your jocks. Yeah, I think that's a great thing to say because it makes me imagine a shaking, scared penis.
Yeah.
Anyway, Penny's Big Breakaway, great game. I do wish I had it in a kind of more portable form because I often just want to pick it up, play through a level, put it back down again.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that like, let me just do this. And you can kind of take a break anytime. It's not. For me, it's not like addictive in that way, mm-hmm. which I like. I think that's good.
Did you just take a photo of him?
Yeah.
How well I took a video of this whole interaction because he is so slouched.
Yeah.
I figured you might want that.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm lambasted for podcasting comfortably.
You're pretty much horizontal underneath the microphone.
Yeah. I'll send
it
you
still
one.
Still works.
The photo I got tells a bit of a story of how slouched you are.
Yeah.
You look very guilty, and I think you realized when I took the photo what I was doing.
Yeah.
So you adjusted slightly.
You always have.
No, you can get my perspective now. Yeah. In a beautiful 10-second video.
Anyway, head to Thumbcramps Pod on Instagram, and you'll see this photo and this video.
See how slashed I've become.
Yeah,
it's only going to get worse from here. I would be talking fully beneath the
it's
mic.
Like the microphone is aimed currently like at your forehead. like crane your neck a little bit.
I gotta
crane
my neck.
You've been doing this
for
10 years, over 10 years.
Yeah, well, I'm tired.
You know what? Fair enough.
He's a tired boy.
It's been a long time, dude.
It has. And a long day. It's currently 12:03 p.m.
Exactly. I'm exhausted. So I'm going to give it 4 thumbs.
Yeah.
4 thumbs and a knock. And there's a bunch of bonus levels as well. There's a bunch of stuff where it's like, it's like a challenge level.
Yeah.
There's so much to dig into. I think it's great. I think everybody should play it. I think you'd both really like it. Yeah. Great. Penny's Big Breakaway. 4 thumbs and a knock. Check it out.
And if people don't trust Jackson Bailey's opinion on this, our good friend and friend of the show, Andrew Levins, was messaging me about Penny's Big Breakaway and said, you gotta play it.
You gotta play it. It's a you gotta play it game. It's a you gotta play it game. What have you been playing?
Well, great question.
It is a great question.
I've been playing a couple of things, and I wasn't really sure which one to talk about this week.
Okay.
Until 2 days ago, when I was like, I bought this new game that, again, Andrew Levins had mentioned to me. Mm-hmm. We got an email about it as well, being like, Dusha, you should play this. Jackson, you should not play this.
Okay, interesting.
And I purchased it. I hadn't really heard anything about it until, it kind of just, came out of nowhere for me. It's not like I heard, murmurings of it. It was just like, hey, play this. And then I checked the inbox and had an email the same day. I was like, all right, that's 2 people. I'll suss it out.
Give it a crack.
This game I've only had for 2 days, and I've worked 3 times in the last 2 days, but I think I've still managed to put in 5 or 6 hours into this game. Mm-hmm. That game is Balastro.
Okay.
Hey, brother, same. I understand where you're coming from. I get it.
What
Andrew Levins also recommended me it. I think I played it maybe for 2 days, 8 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. 8 hours.
Wow. What the frick kind of game this?
It's Jackson.
You're playing poker in
Jackson. It's a deck building poker game.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, when the game starts,
yeah.
So you're playing poker, but you're just playing to beat a score.
Okay.
So every level has a score you've got to beat, and you've got a certain amount of hands you can play to get to that score.
Okay.
So when you first start playing, you've just got a regular 52 card deck. Every poker hand is worth a certain amount of points and a multiplier.
Sure.
So like, hey, a pair's like 15 points times two, and then you also get the value of each card you play.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, okay, I've played a pair of two, so it's 15 times two, that's 30 plus four. What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so that's how it starts. But it has upgrades as the game goes on. You get money for every game you win.
Okay.
And there's also a Joker cards.
Right.
And those Joker cards add effects to the deck, whether it be like, oh, this Joker card is a 5x multiplier.
Okay.
This Joker card, so the points you get that are multiplied are called chips.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, this Joker card adds 50 base chips.
Yeah.
So when you play, when you play a hand, all of a sudden it'd be like, oh, okay, so this hand was like 15 times two, but now it's because of the Joker card that's out of the base 50, it's 65 times two, and then plus the 10 times multiplier for the other Joker, it's 65 times 10.
Mm-hmm. A great Joker is like, oh yeah, hey, straights, whatever, or like you can miss a number, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can go one, two, four, it's good.
Huh.
And yeah, it's a deck building game, and it's a roguelike, I guess. Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
I'd say it's rogue. It's a roguelike deck building poker game.
Yeah.
It's so
you start with one deck.
Mm-hmm.
If you finish a run with, or you do a certain amount of stuff, you unlock a second deck, and these decks have different rules. So the first one you start with, you've got an extra discard. So when you're looking at your hands,
you can throw out one.
You can throw out some cards and redraw some new ones. Then the second one you get, you can play an extra hand. And then the next one you get extra money, so you can buy more cards.
It keeps going. Plus, if you're defeated on like the first level, then you can go to the second level of that same deck.
Okay,
it's real good. It's great. You can get some new things. You can get a five of a kind. That's always fun
because you can add extra cards to your deck. I played a five of a kind then aces, and I was like, well, what's gonna happen here? Just got heaps of points.
Okay,
yeah, you could get like all new interesting, like a royal five of a kind. You're like, awesome.
And yeah, the structure of the game is it's basically this three rounds per ante. So every time you finish it, it ups the ante. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight is the highest. So once you beat the eighth boss, you
beat the game.
You beat that run.
That particular deck.
Yeah. But then there's also endless mode, so you can keep playing afterwards.
Yeah.
I've only got one extra round into endless mode because the boss is always crazy.
Yeah.
So basically the way it works is the first level of an ante is called a small blind, which is a smaller score you need to beat. Second one's called the big blind, which is a slightly bigger score to beat. And then a boss. The boss usually has a pretty big score you got to beat, but it also has like a rule. Like, hey, club cards don't count in this game.
Oh, tricky.
The worst one is you have to defeat it in one hand. Oh, I hate that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, I lose it every time. Yeah. Every time. I'm not clever enough to do math.
Yeah, and you've got to like, those have ruined my life as well.
Yeah.
The endless mode, it's always been, the first boss of endless mode is always like, score 100,000 in one hand. I'm like, my record for biggest hand is 46,000. How am I going to do this? But then also, like, so that's just like the Joker multiplier. But then on top of that, you can like change the cards in your deck. So like you can get like, oh, this is a lucky card now, which means 1 in 5 times you play it, it becomes a 5x multiplier.
Okay.
You can get foil versions of cards, which just add a base 1.5 multiplier.
You can get like little chips on them. So this one acts as like a wild card. It's any suit. Or you can get this one like, hey, this if it's played, you get some money for it. There's also like the planet cards, which then increase the... however much, like, say you're doing a planet card. Oh, now my straights are worth a bit more.
Yeah.
And so I'm going for a straight run or I'm going for a flush run.
Yeah, there's also tarot cards, which increase your abilities in certain ways. So, like...
They're like an instant...
Like a quick
spell almost.
Yeah. Because I've seen clips of people playing this game.
Do they look addicted? Because I'm addicted.
Yes,
I think this game's more addictive than smoking.
It's the, if you had this or crack,
smoking crack.
You can do both.
You can do both.
Oh, you'd be so quick.
So quick.
Yeah, but my first impression of this game was that they were like, it's poker, but we're going to keep adding cards, and then like cards from other card games, basically.
Yeah.
Chuck a Magic the Gathering card in there.
The Joker cards feel like Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What's your go-to, I guess, like, strat, if you
I, have one yet? Yeah, so I haven't played long enough to, like, figure out, like, a perfect strat, but I usually go for, I really like the red card as a Joker, which is, like, you get a x3 multiplier for every booster pack ignore. So you buy it. At the end of every round, there's two booster packs for sale, and a lot of the time it's like, hey, pick one of, you get to open the booster pack, and it's like, you can pick one of these cards to put in your deck. But there's also just an ignore button, so you can spend money, buy it, and just throw all the cards out. And this card adds a 3x multiplier for every single time you do that.
Yeah.
And if you pair that with the deck that gives you more money, that combo was what beat the game for me the first time, because I ended up, like, the red card was like 130x multiplier.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because you just open every single booster pack and just throw them in the bin, because the chances of getting a card that adds more than a 3x multiplier is pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay. I found that uncommon and rare jokers usually make your run worse rather than better. They seem tricky.
Some do. Some are like, oh, this is going to be good. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the riffraff joker as well, which just spawns two random jokers. If you've got space for it.
Okay.
It's a good card too. It's a little cowboy joke, like a tiny cowboy joker in the middle of a big blank card.
That is awesome.
I had a joker which was basically like, if you have no money when you start the round, you just get like a bunch of tarot cards each time.
Yeah.
And so it just made you
spend
force
everything,
you to
yeah.
spend so much money, which was great.
I don't really like the Joker cards are like multiplier if you're playing this particular play, I guess. I haven't used these. I've seen the skip straight, like the you can skip a number in a straight and whatever.
So yeah, I would go, my extract was either the straight or a flush, and then I would try
pair
to
that with the x4 multiplier for,
and then I would also try and burn a deck. So every time you could upgrade or change a deck or whatever, I always tried to make sure, this run I choose, I hate clubs for some reason. Then usually, like, every time I got the option to change a club into a different suit, I would always go that. So I'd, like, one, you'd think,
I had a run. Kind of
like, hearts are my boys today. Then you get a boss that's like, hearts mean shit. And you're like, no!
Yeah, that's scary.
God damn.
I had a run recently where I think my deck only had 55 cards in it, but it had 11 aces. And then I had the Fibonacci sequence Joker, which is if you play a 2, a 3, a 5, an 8, or an ace, you get x4 or whatever. Oh, no, x8.
I really love how fake this all sounds.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Like,
it's poker.
Yeah.
But wrong.
I get it.
It's frightening poker, and it seems like it takes place
in hell?
In space, maybe. In a black hole. Like, you've been sucked into
a
new dimension.
Like, yeah, new dimension. This is, I'm playing some kind of like cosmic jester. And they want you to win, but they kind of revel when you lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little guy that's like,
little guy that goes,
And then he's like, I shouldn't have bet against you. But it's not voice acted, obviously.
Okay. Well,
there's text boxes.
Yeah. It sounds like that. You imagine it sounds like that.
Okay. All right.
It's got a good, really good art style, and all of the unique Joker designs are fun.
Yeah.
They're all a bit frightening.
Yeah. It's there's one. I love Glitch. It's like a Joker that it's like, it'll be something.
It's misprint. You're talking about, because it's a misprint Joker as well.
It's like it's all glitching out.
Yeah.
And one's misprint. And some of them are like, it just feels like lost media, the game.
Yeah, okay.
The misprint Joker is a card that gives you a random multiplier when you play it, but the actual card design is a regular Joker that's just been smeared.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It looks scary.
Yeah, that's spooky.
I heard that this game was getting removed from Switch because of gambling references or something, but I bought it like a week after it came out and it was fine. So I think those rumors might be wrong. Also, it doesn't gamble in a way that,
I mean,
it's
good
not
luck
real.
Going to a casino and playing this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Real life Balastro.
If they want to take my money in real life, put this in casinos. And then when I get bored, the slot machines are right there.
Yeah, exactly. You can have a flutter.
Yeah.
You can have a flutter on the slots.
As I always say, never give up.
Yeah.
Chase your losses. They can't run forever.
Exactly. You got to wait until you see somebody give up, and that's when you strike.
Yeah. If someone, you got that extra 20 in your pocket and the machine hasn't paid out, it's waiting for that 20.
Exactly.
And it's going to go big.
You see somebody succeed, don't go in after them.
No.
The machine's given out its goal.
Yes. Yes.
That's a trick.
Yeah. Linger between the nans at the casino, and when they walk away from a machine frustrated after they've put in their pension, swoop in. Win their money back.
That last dollar.
That's taxpayers' money, and you're a taxpayer, baby. That should be in your pocket.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Do you think I would like Balastro?
I think you will probably have a pretty... No, see, here's the thing. Yeah. Zama's shaking his head, but I think you will have a similar experience to me.
Yeah.
Which will be a hurdle for you.
Okay.
Because for the first 10 minutes, I didn't really know what I was doing
at all. Right, yeah, that's tricky.
And, like, I lost the first round because I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But then when after that, I was like, and then I flew through
it. I guess for
me,
it's that eternal battle between my patience and...
It's not a game. It's very quick and not a game.
No, but to get... Because I have to be patient enough for the game to click. That's the struggle.
But the click was very quick for me.
Like, it's a very quick game, but you also have to be somewhat paying attention.
Oh, no, yeah.
You
have
to ever played a board game with me, brother?
You like board games.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever played with
me? Have you ever played with me?
Yes.
Have you ever watched as my brain turns off for some reason?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be fascinating to watch him play it.
Mm. How do you like, because this is a numbers go up game.
I don't care about numbers go up.
Okay, then not for you.
That's never really been something that appeals to me.
Yeah,
the numbers go up.
I just don't think it's a game.
You don't level up in video games.
I do, but it's not like I get extra satisfaction from...
Oh, this is leveled, this is higher.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, I'm not thinking in terms of, oh, this has gotten me 10 extra damage, 20 extra damage or whatever. I got it in terms of, like, this will give me a chance with this boss rather than...
Also, you can't really play this game wrong.
Okay.
As in, like... If you play the game wrong, you will just lose.
Yeah.
He wants to be able to play the game wrong.
You
can
play the game. There is a way you can play the game wrong, though.
Yeah.
And I think this will satisfy you. Because if you did a run, so the planet cards that Zamet was talking about, it levels up what each hand is worth, basically.
Yeah, okay.
But it's particular hands. And I've done this accidentally before, but you can make a run where playing one card
is
worth way more points than like a flush.
That's pretty funny.
It'd be like, oh, I play this 110. And it'd be like, oh, okay, here's 15,000 points. You're like, I'm like, what have you, how? That's right.
Hell yeah. Ace high, baby.
That is pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
I don't know. I think it's too RNG for him. I just don't think he's going
to
lie.
I probably was never going to play it anyway, but it's just interesting to, you know, because as reviewers, which we are.
Yeah.
Professional gaming journalists.
When somebody listens to Thumb Cramps.
Runs are pretty short too. It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think you've either got Jackson brain or Dusha brain. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably have other brains, but you're listening to this podcast.
I think it's actually Jackson brain and Zamet brain, and I'm in the middle.
Yeah. Well, it's all different brains.
Yeah.
But then you know what I like, so you know what I mean? Like, if Jackson doesn't like it, I typically don't like
what
he likes.
Well, the thing is, Jackson, you love video games.
I love games.
But
love
if
gaming.
You just went on Google Images and searched, just quickly typed in A-S-S-H-O-L-E, hit enter, and then looked at beautiful photos.
A-S-S-H-O-W-L. Show me them assholes.
I think
I would like to see ass howl.
Yeah. Okay, Google, show me ass howl.
Ooh, Nelly.
What a game.
I hit the whole jackpot. If you just look if you
I'm
just
an
look
easy
at,
man to please.
Yeah.
It's
if you
true.
Just look at assholes, you'd probably
I'd be
honestly
satisfied.
Think,
yeah.
It's harder for me to picture a video game that gives you more satisfaction than that.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Ass howl. Google Images.
Like,
I think
that my enjoyment of games is higher than pornography. Obviously, I get different enjoyments out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to, like, you know, make sweet love to... either, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be tugging my nuts while playing a video game. Yeah, and yeah, tugging my nuts does rock.
Tugging your nuts is the best, dude.
Yeah, tugging your nuts until you come, awesome.
Oh, yeah. What a time.
It's good, dude. It's
the
good
only
stuff.
Way I know how.
Well, yeah, I don't. If you've got a better way to do it,
yeah,
you know, let us know. But yeah.
Yeah, let us know. Do you have a better way of masturbating than just tugging your nuts? You can email us at thumbcramspot@gmail.com.
I'm at a loss for words.
I just couldn't even think of what else you could do.
They're there, so you tug.
That's where the cum is.
Yeah, that is where you got to get the cum out. You got to push the nuts
like
up.
Milk and a
it's
cow.
Like a crank.
Yeah.
You're cranking it.
Exactly.
It's like a pullback car. You pull the nuts down and then you let go. Yeah. They shoot up and the cum shoots out.
Exactly. Woody's round story.
Yeah.
You got to pull the cord. Same concept.
There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my cum.
Blaster rocks so hard. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of those games that when I close my eyes, I start seeing cars.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I've been playing a couple of other games, and they'll turn up in the next couple of weeks of Thumb Cramps reviews, I reckon, unless I forget about them entirely.
Absolutely. But Balastro, you played for 2 days, and it's eating your brain like a parasite.
And it's made me, because I've always been fearful of a certain game that I believe is coming up later today.
Oh, okay.
But I also didn't think deck building games were for me at all.
Sure.
But I think that this has worked as kind of like baby, because I know poker. Like, I know how to, like, I'm not good at it, but
you understand the concept.
I understand the concept and I know what.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Flush, and I know the hands and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, this was easily to be like baby's first
deck building adventure. Game. Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm frightened because there's another game that I'm considering playing. And Joel's... Oh, yeah, sorry. 5 thumbs for Balastro.
Hell yeah.
And Joel Zammit, what game have you been playing?
Okay, so I also got a very similar message from Levins. Yeah. And I want to say maybe he's ruined my life.
Well, here's the thing. Mine wasn't a message. He said it to me in person.
Okay.
And he said, I told Zammit about this and I think I've wrecked his whole life.
Correct. So then he messaged me that. And then a good friend of mine also said the exact same thing and recommended me this game. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. As I said, I played it for 2 days straight, basically 8 hours. And I'm like, what a good game. And
that's
it reminded
awesome.
Me of another beautiful game that I loved and adored that I shouldn't never play.
Okay.
And that's a lovely game called Slay the Spire.
The game I'm frightened of.
Now, do you know, do you ever have, I don't know, things in your life where, like, the warning bells are there that you ignore because you're like, if this is happening, things are going wrong and I'm in a dark and bad place.
Absolutely, dude.
Some people are like, oh, yeah, I can't remember the time, like, it last time I showered, like, brushing my teeth is the first one to go out the window.
Yeah.
All those kind of things of, like, you know, those are good telltale signs of,
for
hey,
me, it's
buddy.
If I stop at the Asian grocer on the way home and buy 3 fun, weird soft drinks.
Yeah.
And I drink them in a day. I'm like, oh, I'm not doing so hot, you know?
Is 2 okay?
2's all right. 3 is like, what am I planning for? You know?
Yeah.
I don't need 3 soft drinks.
And I guess if you're drinking them all in a day, that is a liter of weird soft drink. 2, that's 600
mils.
That's
me trying to put a little glimmer of light in my life.
Exactly.
That's what that is. Yeah.
And so, if you're a kind of person that needs to, I don't know, either like, you know, switch off or you have a stressful time in your life and you really just want to be like, I want no thoughts right now. And I have 2 of those games.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One of them is Into the Breach. I really can't have that game. That's that's a no-no for me. And the other one is Slay the Spire. So playing this beautiful game that I wanted a friend recommended me reminded me of another beautiful game, Slay the Spire. So I then was like, I shouldn't. I went on Steam, because I only have it on the Switch. I went on my Steam Deck, and then I went, oh, you know what? I'm going to wishlist it, because it's full price. It's quite expensive.
Yeah,
to
fair,
play.
Fair
and
enough,
I,
fair
you know what? I don't need that in my life right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next day I get an email from Steam.
Hello.
It says, hello, beautiful. But guess what? Did you wishlist a game? And I went, I did. And well, Slay the Spire is on sale.
Oh, wow. You simply must.
Well, I'd be a fool to not purchase said game. So, in a 2-week period, what do you think is a bad number?
2 weeks.
To have played the game.
2 weeks. All right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So this is giving me flashbacks to the 2-week period where Elden Ring came out.
Yes.
Where I was preparing for a trip to the UK for work with my good friend Jackson Bailey, and I hadn't played a video game in 2 weeks.
I simply had to become the Elden Lord, dude.
And Jackson put 70 hours into Elden Ring.
Yes, I did. I'm back. I'm playing it again, too. So, goodbye. The DLC's coming out.
Yeah. Have you started fresh?
No. But I beat Melania. The
what?
One, yeah, I did it, dude. I got her.
Did you have to change your build?
No, I've just figured it out. I just got good.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just got good.
I thought you were right at the end of the game then. How are you still playing?
Well, because I'm scared, and maybe people who know more can help me with this. I'm scared that if I beat the game, because the DLC you could gain access to after defeating a certain boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared that if I beat the game, I'll have to new game plus my way back to that boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I think you will have to.
I'm scared.
I just feel like, yeah.
When does the DLC come out? I should know. It's very hyped.
Comes out in like the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'd wait. I'd sit on it.
Yeah, so I'm going to sit on it and I'm going to do the DLC and then I'll finish the game.
Yeah, I guess.
But right now I'm just going through all the dungeons and stuff that I missed and stuff.
And see what weapons you
can
ignore.
But I'm way too strong, so it's kind of getting a bit boring.
Oh.
I go in and I'm like, oh,
you're
going to
bounce off the game before the DLC comes out.
Could happen.
I think it's going to happen.
No, I want the challenge. I'll be...
I think
for it.
Here's what's going to happen. The DLC will come out. You'll start the DLC. You'll be overpowered for the DLC. You'll stop playing.
No, because they're prepared for this. Yeah. So you're... I don't know how they're going to do it, but you have a different leveling system in the DLC because they know people have been playing it and at like level 1,000 and have new games plus like 100 times. So they've balanced it in a way where you level up from defeating bosses or something. I don't know. I mean, I know you do that normally, but it's like a different system.
Yeah, you get experience and it changes your level in the DLC. That's crazy.
They force you to use the experience as opposed to just like letting it sit there and do nothing.
Jumping off a cliff and losing it forever.
Because the two types of games that I've been like that I have never really properly dipped my toe into is like the massive role-playing games like and I'm counting like the FromSoft games
too.
But then also like The Witcher, even like Red Dead, although I know that will bounce off me. But those I'm like, if I put enough time in, if like the Final Fantasy remake and stuff like that, if I put enough time in, And it's scary that deck building has now tick. I'm in.
So in two weeks.
So 70 hours for Elden Ring.
What do you reckon? And now remember, I have a full time job of running a company. I have not missed a day of work, and I have done stuff. I've worked on the weekends. I have done a few things. I'm going away for a couple of days, so I made sure that everything is all tickety boo, tick done, sorted.
Knowing your schedule,
yes.
In 2 weeks, if you put more than
like 20 hours?
I was going to say
30?
Yeah, 30. I think I'd be like, you need to stop. 30, I think, would be an issue. Yeah.
35.3.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, things are bad. It's real. It's such a, it's a bad time.
Can you do the math on that, JD? Find out how many hours a day that is? If you've got a little machine.
I do have a little machine. It's.
I just want to know. Where at what? Yeah,
so it's like 2.5 hours a day.
Okay,
if I'm playing it every day.
Yeah, but you're. Yeah.
And some days I'm not.
Okay,
which all is right. worse, maybe.
Yeah,
I'd say pretty bad.
In 2 weeks, okay. So if you drop a couple of days, let's say it's now 10. Yeah. That's 3.5 hours a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So. Great game. Yeah. So it's a deck builder. You start off as this is an iron class, whatever. It's like a warrior kind of class.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, I guess like fantasy-esque in terms of the story there. But the story is immaterial.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about it.
You just need the cards.
You need the cards. The whole thing is you slay this, but you are basically going up a spire.
Okay.
In terms of the storyline.
Yeah.
And it's like you're a guy, you got cards, you play the cards, you do damage to the little creatures. And you start off with a you've got choices to make. Now, there are people out there, because I went on to look at, like, what are the strategies? What are people doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Above me. I don't need to know this.
Hey, that's nice.
That's not for me. They're doing like, well, you need to do this. You got to make sure that, because also as you're leveling up, it's a bit, you know, again, it's RNG. You get little relics that, you know, impact how the game plays. So it's like, oh, every third turn you get a bonus action.
Yeah,
or every, you know, six move or six card, you get an extra this, right?
Yeah.
And so people are like, oh, when you're fighting this particular thing, you got to make sure that maybe you eke out the combat so that then your turn sets you up real nicely with the next one. I am not thinking of this.
Do you think that if you started to think about that, that would be like the second warning sign?
No, I think that'd be healthier.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Because that would mean I'm actively engaging.
Oh, that's true. It's not just you're not
I'm
numbing
like,
your
I'm,
brain.
I'm having a strategy here, and I'm like, I'm going hard for it, as opposed to I'm just going to keep pressing A.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you start the game, you're just one little guy, and you're like, okay, cool. The moves I have are basic.
Yeah.
And so then you've got these pathways to choose, and as you're going up the spire,
You've got like little monster icons. You got little question marks, which are events, which are all random and can be fun, can be bad, can be fun. Sometimes we'll just end your run because you're like, I just chose the wrong option, or I don't have enough health to do the thing I need.
Okay,
damn it. And some little treasure chests, and some like a light, like elite monsters to battle. And so you work your way up to get the final boss. Mm-hmm. And every time you defeat like a guy, like a random like minion, you get a card. You get an option of two cards. Oh! Sometimes you get some relics, which you're like, hey, here's an option of four cards. Now there are strategies out there that you're like, no, thank you. I don't want those cards. Not for me. No.
Take all the cards.
Press A.
I'm gonna look at the card that looks the most fun, and I'm gonna take it. Yeah, I'm gonna take it. And there's also rest sites, and rest sites are great because then you can either be like, well, I could upgrade a card or I could rest, or sometimes you get a relic, which means you could dig at the rest sites, which means you can get another relic, and that's a gamble. Sure, I have no health, but maybe I get something cool.
Yes!
And then because you got no health, well, then you just die the next round, and then we can do? Start again. From scratch. When you lose a run, it is so unceremonious, and it is the funniest thing because you're just like, well, straight back to it. I don't know how many hours just went. There's a little timer up the top that tells you. I don't look at that.
I can see the danger of this game.
I always make sure I put my thumb over that so I don't look at this. So you defeat the game. You get to the, like, there's three acts. You get to the last act as like say like the first one. Mm-hmm. You defeat the thing. You're like, oh, well done for defeating it. You then get attacked by a big beating heart.
Okay.
You're like, okay. And then it's like, well done. You did some damage to the heart. You might have been here before. I don't know. You've done this much damage. But like as a community, it's done like a billion damage. Whoa, this heart has happened. And you're like, And then it's like, well done. You've unlocked something. You've unlocked a new guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'll play as new
guy. I'll play the new guy now. Sure.
Well, you got to give him at least one run as the new guy.
Well, exactly. I mean, I just spent maybe 3 hours just then, but now it's a new thing. The time has ticked back. It's no longer 3 hours. We're at zero. We're at minute one now. Yeah. So I might as well play the new guy.
This is a dangerous game.
So you play the
it's
new
like
guy.
Risk of Rain for you.
Yeah.
So you play the new guy.
Does Risk of Rain turn your brain off?
No.
Oh, you're all constantly aware, and when you finish
a
run,
no,
you're like...
it turns my brain off, but if I finish a run, I don't immediately jump back into it.
If you die, do you not immediately jump back into it?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm just frustrated, so I stop.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, the things, they're so quick and so easy, and the thing is, because it's such a simple game, it's so easy to jump back around.
Yeah.
Then you go, like, the second guy's unlocked, you do the same thing, then the third guy is unlocking you, the same thing, and then they unlock a new, like, the Watcher, and then she's great.
Yeah.
And it's a new... each one is a complete different play style. It's wonderful. And then you're like, what is going on as you play and you defeat them with like the you get to the end with all three of the main guys and you're like, wait, what's going on? Now that I play it, whenever I enter a rest site, I can now get something else.
Okay.
And there's another option there where I can remember something and get a little key.
Oh, no.
Thing.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What's that about? Well, keep playing. Well, I'll get it.
You might as well keep playing. You're going to get to the bottom of the mystery.
And then you get to like a chest.
Yep. Yeah.
You can grab the relic that you want.
Yeah.
Or... well, there's a different color there.
Oh,
there's a little key you can grab. I'm gonna grab that.
Yeah, what the key unlock?
And then a certain elite, they'll have a little swirl above them on the map, and you're like, "Well, what's that? What's going on there?" So I fight them.
Yeah.
And then if I defeat them, well, I get the third key, and now I've got the three keys. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And so then if you get to the last, like you know, you do defeat the whole thing, you get to the last act, you defeat that boss. Well, there's a new act.
Oh my god!
And there's like. Well, there's a little merchant to buy some stuff.
The spy is
bigger. And there's a little boss to fight. And then you're fighting the heart. I have not beaten the heart.
Oh.
I keep getting my ass handed to me whenever I get to the heart. I've only gotten to the heart twice.
It's so dangerous for there to be a challenge you haven't overcome.
Oh, yeah. It's not good. And because I am not paying that much attention to any strategy, I am not good at this game.
How many hours have you put in total? How many do you put in on the Switch?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're lucky I don't have the tomes.
I would have to look at the tomes. I have not turned on my Switch in like years.
Yeah.
When did Baldur's Gate come out? Before that.
Okay. Fair call.
Baldur's Gate was in beta. I say the Switch. Goodbye.
Well,
yeah.
I've got some stats here that might make you feel a little bit better or worse.
Because
Sleepy Nice, frequent guest of the show, posted his overall statistics because he has Slay the Spire brain as well.
Oh, it's a good brain.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Hey, I'm cleaning out some of my games, and I have once again uninstalled Slay the Spire.
Yep.
To escape it, basically.
Yeah. No, you have to. I might have to.
Yeah." that sounds like the only option.
And he said, here are my ending stats with all characters having beaten A20.
Damn, I only got to... Oh, yeah, also when you beat it, so then you get like, oh, yeah, cool, Ascent. You can unlock a mode called Ascension. Uh-huh. Which that means, well, Ascension 1, oh. Well, now elites spawn a bit more. Oh, Ascension 2, oh. Well, now like regular minions
so Ascension,
are harder.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
And like I've only gotten through Ascension 3. Once again, no strategy. I'm not thinking. I want swords off.
Yeah. So his overall play statistics, and I'm guessing that this counts from current install.
Yeah.
140 hours, 64 total victories.
Yep.
485 deaths, 14,710 floors climbed, 665 bosses beaten.
Oh, that's good stuff.
14,451 enemies slain, and he's discovered 368 of the 370 cards, unlocked all 36 cards, discovered all 178 relics, unlocked all 24 relics, and his fastest victory was 20 minutes and 47 seconds.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Damn.
I got to a point where there was like one little event, and it was like, hey, if you want, you could skip to the end boss now.
Yeah.
And I went, no, thank you.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm here for. Yeah. I want to collect cards and have fun.
You don't want it to be over.
No.
God, no.
So, Slay the Spire, good?
Yeah. Oh, so good. Five thumbs.
Five thumbs?
It's an incredible, beautiful game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the Steam Deck is like the Switch. You know, you know, when you turn something off, you can just kind of on the lock screen.
Yeah.
So, again, it's like, well, if you don't turn it off, whatever, it's like there. So if I'm like, oh, I feel like playing something tonight, and you relax, you turn,
I'm gonna
I turn
to
on
game.
My Steam Deck, and, well, Slay the Spire is right there.
Well, you're in the middle of it, basically.
Play.
Yeah, yeah.
So, might as well play it.
May as well play it. And, like, again, I really want to, like, I was getting back into Baldur's Gate again, like one of those things where I'm like, oh, you know, it's like at Act 3, and I was like, I didn't like it, so I started again, got a little bit further. Yeah, I started again.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw something on, like, the subreddit of Baldur's Gate was like, hey, I'm 300 hours down into Baldur's Gate and I have yet to finish it. Where are my people at? And I'm like, oh yeah, 340 something, haven't finished it. It's me. It's good. There's a lot of people in that Reddit being like, how the hell are you doing this? What is wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm having a perfectly good time.
This makes me sick.
Yeah, yuck. No.
300 hours in one game? Oh, actually, I'm also talking to the wrong guy here.
Well, I've done the same thing, but at least I finished the game. Sometimes.
We were just talking about how you haven't finished Elden Ring.
Yeah, but for a reason.
With Elden Ring, Elden Ring is a very, almost like a linear storyline in a sense. There's not many options you can have that has, you can't go like different permutations, right?
Yeah.
Also, you don't play for the story.
No, other than the build, I guess. And then there's like a bunch of secret bosses and stuff.
Yeah.
And a bunch of quest lines and shit that you can do.
Yeah, whereas with Baldur's Gate, because they're narratively driven, there's so many permutations of different storylines.
I still don't think I care.
I can't imagine
in a million years going back and doing another. But even I think you just feel wrong somehow.
Yeah,
going
know.
Back and doing a different permeation of the story.
That's
I think I'd play it once, and then if I wanted to play it again in a couple of years, I'd play a different storyline.
Okay.
That's just personally how I feel like.
But I get that kind of thing from, say, like old games of yore, the RPGs of, say, Knights of the Republic, where it was very much like, oh, you have a Sith or a Jedi version.
Yeah.
Or even Mass Effect, you got Renegade or Paragon, right? And you very much have, like, two quite distinct paths. Maybe there's some little variations here.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately, like, there's a good one and a bad run.
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3 is just like, buddy. There is so many permutations that it is insane. Like, you can play it all, like, you know, like 10 runs and still not have, still missing so much stuff. Like, it's crazy. Like, again, listening to people and, like, reading what people are doing, being like, I can't believe they recorded a bit for this thing of, like, over here that I did. I didn't even think that was going to be even possible. It's insane. So, yeah, so for something like that, I can, like, it is something that, never really encountered in a video game where it's so different.
Yeah, for sure. I still don't think I'm ever going to play it.
Also, yeah. There's a new honor run. Well, I'm tempted.
Who's out at the door? It's Mr. Ads!
Hey! Mr. Ads!
I'm here to talk about ads! Have some ads!
Oh, it's been so long.
Hey, thank you for the ads, Mr. Ads. How's the aquarium problem?
The aquarium problem is getting worse.
Getting worse?
Yep. I had secret aquariums that the wife has found.
Oh, where did you keep the secret
aquarium?
I have
a secret shed she doesn't know about. What she knows about now.
Yeah, like underground, like a bunker?
No, it's just in a different, it's just like in a place my mom owns.
Oh, okay.
What fish did you keep in your aquarium?
No, that's the problem. I just keep buying the aquariums.
It's for his fish and his dials.
Yeah, it's for my fish and my dials, i.e. crocodiles. Anyway, here's your ads. Goodbye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goodbye, Mr. Rods.
See you, Mr. Rods.
Hope Thank he sorts you. Out that he's got to stop
he's
buying.
He's really going to stop. His, yeah, those aquariums, dude.
Yeah. We've got like a deck building habit. He's got aquarium.
He's got aquarium addiction.
Yeah. Well, at least we know where the ad money's going, and that's... That's good. Something. It could be worse.
He does get the ad money.
Yeah. Yeah. The way it works is that
he does the ads on thumb cramps.
He does the ads on thumb cramps and then he gets the money.
We pay him to put ads on our show. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of things people can do.
Yeah.
Sure. So us paying Mr. Ads, it's something we can do.
Oh, right. I see. Yeah, okay.
People buying aquariums but not putting fish or dials in.
They can do that too.
They can do that too. Or they could email thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Contact the show, and then we read out the emails on the show.
We respond to what they say to us.
And yes,
that's the deal.
Sometimes people send us things to change the entire vibe of the
show.
They
rewrite your DNA.
Yeah. And other times, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the other ones are also good, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just start with this one.
Okay.
The subject did catch my attention. And at first, you're going to be like, this person is lying.
Okay.
But as the email goes on,
we'll find that's not the case.
Yeah. And they don't sign off with their name.
Okay.
So coward alarm.
Coward alarm.
Coward.
But I think that it's less a coward and more someone trying to send an email at a time where their thumbs were not cooperating.
Okay.
Hey, boys. Worse this and heard the recent Fortnite podcast.
All right.
Just did DMT before listening. Thought I died, every boyfriend.
Okay.
Non-DMT, something something, good not DMT, bad. Thunk you, your good friend, man's pal. And then the lemon emoji. I hope you're well, friend.
Yeah, I hope that trip was great.
Talk about rewriting your DNA.
DMT, you get to see a pixie or whatever.
Yeah,
that
the
takes
machine elves.
Yeah.
Listen to thumb cramps. Listen to thumb cramps. Wow, brother. That's awesome. And you're a maniac. You're like a Red Bull stunt person listening to thumb cramps on DMT. Congratulations.
This next email is from Jake, not a coward. Mm-hmm. Subject got my attention. Deranged video game experience.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful boys and guests. Mm-hmm. Many of my emails have apparently not been jeffed enough for you guys, so this time I'm bringing out the big guns.
Okay.
It is worth noting if people do email us and we don't read it out, it doesn't necessarily mean your email's bad.
We have a lot of emails to get through.
But so, keep sending them.
And maybe sometimes they end up in the junk mail.
All the time.
But if an email that just had the subject DMT went through the inbox, then hopefully our junk mail's okay.
Yeah.
Gmail has figured out thumb cramps. They want it. So Jake goes on to say, as a young boy of 13, I got an iPod Touch. At a great time listening to music and playing Angry Birds.
Yeah, nice.
Then one day I found a game called Plumber's Crack.
Okay.
The game involves throwing an ice cube into a plumber's ass. At first, the only available plumber was a big fella.
Uh-huh.
And then the fateful day came where they added a female plumber.
Oh, no.
Being the 13-year-old horn dog I was.
I spent
many nights staring at those blocked graphics thinking I was on top of the world. Now I realize I have never been so low before or since.
That's...
Kindest of regards, Jake, not a coward.
I wish I had my little machine so I could see what this Plumber's Crack looked like.
Plumber's Crack.
I guess it's an iOS game.
Yeah, well. Plumber's Crack, iOS, female plumber. Like I...
Oh, no.
Show me. Reveal to me.
Hang on.
Let me bear witness. See if I could...
It looks like...
That's awesome.
It looks like a DS port of GTA.
Yes.
But look, the lady plumber, she got cake.
Yeah, she's caked up, dude. She got that thing on her. She got that gat, you know? It's going
look,
on.
If I was 13...
I'd be whacking off to it, big time.
Yeah.
I was whacking off to Victoria's Secret magazine.
Exactly.
I'd be whacking off to putting an ice cube
Victoria's
down.
Victoria's Secret, okay, look at this. Kmart.
Yeah, I had bougie wank material.
Look at you.
Victoria's. Well, okay, I'm glad, Jake, that this didn't, you know, distort your sexual growth. I mean, maybe it did. Maybe you're putting ice cubes up assholes now.
Yeah. I do like the ad for it as well, which is just like now it's, I guess... Plumber Crack, I guess they want to expand.
Yeah,
so
sure.
There's one where they're at a golf course.
And, oh, Golf Crack.
Yeah, so you can, like, I love this little caption of throw stuff in his butt.
That's awesome.
While I was checking the emails, I just got an email from my phone provider saying, hey, we're upping your plan by $4 a month. Go to hell!
That sucks.
Why?
That's rude. Oh,
they're like, oh, we're giving you more data. I don't need more data. I need $4.
If I wanted more data, I'd ask for it.
I'm going to call you after this episode, Vodafone, and I'm going to be like, don't do that. And they'll be like, whoa, can't do anything.
Well,
I'll be like, I hate you.
Throw your phone and hope it hurts them somehow.
Oh, it will.
That's awesome, Jake. That rocks. I hope you're an ice ass guy now.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, congrats.
Next email.
Yeah.
And this is from... All right, so this is a rough read.
Okay.
They sign the email off as the masterful moth diver of Milwaukee.
Oh, brother.
Benjamin...
Not a coward.
Okay. Not a coward. And
the masterful muff diver of Milwaukee, Benjamin.
Yeah, Benjamin's last name, and I don't know if this is a fake name, but it works well. Their name is Benjamin Bush. Dear gamer boyfriends, on the last episode, discussion about pinball skills led you to ask listeners to share stories about skills / talents that have gotten you laid.
Yes, that's right. We did make that request. I made that request.
Lauren and I sat there being like, yep, okay, sure.
Well,
you
reap what you sow.
Yeah, exactly.
Benjamin then says, the only cool thing about me is that I smoke. Ben, that is cool. Not so much cigarettes anymore, but I regularly smoke pipe tobacco and cigars.
Okay.
Sending girls Snapchat videos of me blowing big smoke rings has absolutely prompted girls to start conversations with
Mike Bush.
Mike Bush? Ben
Bush. Come on.
Well, it's working for him. As much as I'm like, oh, brother. I'm like, well.
At what cost?
They'll often ask, how do you blow smoke rings like that? Which lends me to the great answer of, you just got to be really skilled with your tongue. Coupled with a gross smile and disgusting wink. Ben Bush!
Ben knows what he's doing.
What are you doing?
Oddly enough, boys, it works.
There it is. Look, whatever his strike rate is, right? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It's about the numbers.
100% of the shots you don't take.
It's about the
and
wins.
If I was Ben, I'd happily miss.
Look, he was ripping the words out of my mouth. Just about to say the same thing. Look, as much as I loathe to admit it,
the implications of blowing... that my blowing of smoke rings makes me a passionate and cunning linguist has given me many opportunities to prove them my implications correct.
I want to throw Lucia's phone at this guy.
Also, I am never embarrassed to buy anything from the shops, so my only conclusion...
Obviously.
My only conclusion must be that if you also don't want to be embarrassed, you should either eat more puss slash cock or you should smoke.
Look,
Ben, hey. I think the implications are far stronger in a different direction now.
Ben, someone is maybe going through it.
Yeah.
I think something maybe is wrong with your brain. You need shame. You need a healthy dose of it.
People forget this, but shame is a valuable tool.
Well, the last line of this email really drives home the exact type of guy Ben is. And hey, I'm not casting any judgment.
All right,
I feel like the whole email kind of gave us that, but all right.
Thank you for all of the gaming news and info you wonderful boys provide to the gaming community. Mm-hmm. Tusk is a great movie. Kevin Smith is a genius. Cheers, the masterful Moff Dara of Milwaukee, Benjamin Bush.
Were you designed in a lab to upset Joel Dusha?
And Ben has included a video.
Oh my god.
Smoking.
Oh boy.
Well, you know what, Ben? That's a talented man.
Those are smoke rings.
How do you blow such beautiful smoke rings?
I'm good at eating pussy.
Awesome.
That rocks, Ben. Wow.
And finally, to bring home the emails, and I think that this is a perfect one to end on.
Mm-hmm.
Subject. Please stop recording episodes.
Okay.
Dear gamer boyfriends and effervescent guests,
right.
I am begging for the end of the Brain Rotting Thumb Cramps podcast. I've been a fan of Sandspan's podcasts like Plumbing the Death Star and D&D is for Nerds for some time.
Thank you.
But Thumb Cramps is the only podcast that has directly affected my personal well-being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ability for a podcast with little to no direction and constant obscure tangents, it is unfortunately captivating.
Uh-huh.
It has some of the best and worst spoiler warning audio pieces I have ever heard.
I mean, it's a really good piece.
They're a really good system.
I find myself saying, what the hell? Unironically, and often give a shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
I have also almost crashed my car whilst listening to the podcast.
Well, that's
and
standard.
Despite the reassurance of the podcast, the podcast knowledgeable hosts, I did not send this email while driving or with my eyes closed.
Well done.
Okay.
Well, look, it's nice to know that, say, you know, those beautiful shows that we do across the Sandspan's Fan Network, we have...
This is the one.
Well, Baseless Speculation, a recent acquisition.
We bought it from Wood Elf.
Those listeners, they know the dulcet tones of our voices through the bubbling of toilet water as they've dropped their phone.
Yeah.
Those thumb cramps are experiencing this show midway through a car crash. That's nice.
They're wheeled on the stretcher into the ambulance, hearing us tinnily from their phone in a bush somewhere.
Or they're maybe, I don't know, Plumbing the Death Star fans are just there rubbing their horse kick wounds.
Plumbing the Death Star fans is just like a gorilla enclosure with a phone that's dropped into it and a bunch of very cautious gorillas circling around it.
One gets brave enough, prods the phone.
Prods the phone, accidentally ups the volume. Everybody freaks out. The zookeepers are like, something wrong with the apes today.
Some say that fateful day Harambe was listening to Plumbing the Death Star.
I gotta kill a little boy.
I fear that my girlfriend will soon ask the name of the podcast I'm always laughing at, as this is a guaranteed relationship ender. Thumb cramps also ends relationships.
We know. Say cereal.
Cereal's going crazy.
This American Life. You know, I don't know.
I'm watching a video of this guy blowing smoke rings and messaging him asking if that means he's good at eating pussy.
That's what
I'm listening to,
don't
girlfriend.
Worry, babe.
I'm listening to dolphin sounds, actually.
I understand that the podcast will continue despite my best efforts, and I will continue to listen against my will. Yours regretfully, Robert Brown.
Sorry, Robert Brown.
Robert Brown also includes their full home address, which I will not be sharing.
Yeah, brave.
Well, definitely got a coward.
Yeah,
we get that a lot. Yeah. One day, maybe I'll go rogue. I'm like, all right, you've sent it to
you
us.
You
want to
be
doxed?
You get
doxed. Yeah.
All right.
Then we'll send them letters.
Ooh.
Now, Jackson, yes. You can send us an email at thumbcramps.
You can do it. You can also choose not to. Yeah. We'd prefer it if you did. Yeah. You don't have to. But there is one thing you actually have to do.
It's a contract we have, and it's verbal,
yeah.
Which still stands up in court.
Absolutely.
It's actually recorded, so you won't even be able to. You can't be like, George, actually, I wasn't listening. Wrong. Like
verbal plus.
Yeah, it's verbal plus. There's evidence.
Exactly.
No jury would find you innocent. They'll give you the chair.
They'll give you the chair if you go back in this, because the deal is you have to go to the podcast platform of whatever you're listening to this.
Yep. And you the podcast host of your choice.
You gotta give us 5 stars.
You gotta do it.
And then, if you can, if there's a little text box underneath, you can write whatever the hell you want.
Exactly. And you can be like, 5 stars. I hate this podcast.
I hate this podcast. I wish both hosts would die in a fire. Yeah. And we will read it out on the pod. The host and the co-host.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The worst part there, Jackson, is when you said co-host, you gestured to Joel Zammit.
No,
are you the guest now?
Yeah. I've kicked myself out. Damn it.
Dude.
That's all it'll take.
I know we talked about just having shame, but you need some self-respect, dude.
Maybe I'm the host.
No. They didn't have to do work, Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
And Elden Ring's a deal.
Elden Ring's getting a new deal. That's very exciting. Mesmer is in it.
You know,
he's got a big red snake.
That's awesome, dude.
You know, how can he be that?
I got stuffed it.
Also, if I gave you the login for the emails, I fear you would pocket either delete all of them or pocket reply to all of them. Something that you love to do because you jam your phone in your pocket without locking
it. Closing the screen or whatever.
Whatever you're doing, it's done now and it needs, your phone needs to go in your pocket.
The amount of calls, I mean, like, yeah, what's up, Jack? Jack? Oh, okay. Oh,
you managed to, in the Sans Pants Radio Discord, make someone a mod, unmake them a mod, make them a mod, unmake them a mod, DM them gibberish, unmake them a mod, and then kick them from the server.
Yeah.
All from your pocket.
How'd I do that? One time where I put on every single date on the calendar a string of gibberish which read like grinibidip, and then when we synced the calendars, everybody got on every single day.
And you can't delete it.
Yeah.
You've tried.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it was funny for probably a year and a half to look at my phone and be like, oh.
Was it when you deleted it, you needed to click reoccurring?
Yeah, it was very simple. But to look at my phone and be like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. Grinibidip.
You're like, oh, I deleted it. Oh, it's still there for tomorrow. Oh, well, nothing I can do.
That's why you have all those random alarms that go off throughout the day.
No, that I can't explain.
A puzzle.
Anyway, we got a review from Big Ramen, who signs off as Lance, the non-coward.
Nice.
Oh, well, actually, there's a little bit there, more there, but we'll get to that at the end of this review. Okay. 5 stars. The most unlistenable podcast ever.
That is true. Mm-hmm. A hostile
listening
experience.
I know there are a lot of joke reviews here, and I truly mean it when I say this. Between them having a spoiler song that makes me want to jam a ducking fork into my ears, to replaying the first 20 minutes of an episode over again as a joke, to the horrible censoring sounds, it is cancer for your ears.
It wasn't a joke. It was just showing off
what you'd listened to before. Yeah.
I usually go to sleep to podcasts on Shuffle, and Thumb Cramps consistently manages to wake me up when it comes on with its awful sounds. Truly unlistenable and would recommend to no one. 10 out of 10. Lance, the non-coward who jerked it to a Halo Elite and is proud of it.
Lance, my boy!
Damn,
Lance. I think of you every single time I see a Halo-related
image.
Too.
Yeah, in a way, you've not ruined Halo, but you've just changed the vibe for me.
This is 5 stars. This is from James Brams. Full name in the review, so I'm saying it. 5 stars. People shouldn't listen to this. The subject of the body of the email, it's bad for you. And the last review here, 8 Thumb Podcast, 5 stars. It's so crazy how every time Thumb Cramps records, there's a gas leak in their building.
Which is crazy, because when we built this, we made sure to get rid of all the gas. Yeah. We were full electric.
I don't know what happened there, dude.
Anyway, make sure you send us a review, and make sure send us an email if you want.
Well, if you go to the office, I mean, I ripped out that bit where it was annoying me, but you can see the gas pipe.
We should all be sucking it.
Maybe I did do something bad.
Oh, I had a gas leak in my house so bad the other day that everyone thought my block was going to explode.
That was awesome, crazy. Dude.
I decided that if my house blew up and I wasn't hurt, I was evacuated, so I wouldn't have been hurt.
Yeah.
I was going to become a whole new guy because I have contents insurance.
Yeah.
Which means that I would have got a lump sum of money to replace the items. Music, video games, maybe they would have been a thing of the past. Yeah. Maybe I could have become a knife guy. Spending my money on big knives.
Yes. Yes. That would be awesome.
I reckon I could become a knife guy and a vintage dirty magazine guy.
Dude, that's a very dangerous kind of guy.
Like vintage dirty cartoons.
Whoa! Well, I already love Fritz the Cat. Yeah, so yeah. I'm one step in the door. Mm. One step in the door?
One step in the door.
How you getting a house? Every entrance to a house starts with one step in the door.
Not wrong.
Some people say 1 foot. I say, I've taken one step. My foot is simply not planted, sir. It's stepping.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, everyone who listened to this week. And thank you so much to our good friend and good guest, Joel Zammit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me. Once again.
Where can we find you? Plumbing the Death Star, Base of Speculation, D&D is for nerds?
Yeah, those are three. And you can find me on, I guess, the Sans Pants Discord or the Sans Pants Plus Discord. I am there, happy to answer any questions if you have them.
You have Instagram too. People can follow you, don't you?
I haven't logged in months. That's okay.
You got to post some photos, my guy.
That's a good question. I wonder what the last, I hope the last one is from literally a year
ago. It wouldn't shock me.
That'd be awesome. Instagram's all right. There's things going on there.
I like it being on Instagram.
Yeah. Scroll the reels.
Yeah, see what anyway, people
are doing. Anyway, Joel Zammit. From my beautiful friend, Tom and Demi's wedding.
Oh, lovely.
That makes sense.
That's nice. Me and my beautiful, gorgeous wife.
That's wonderful. That was November, I think.
Yeah.
That's the first wedding that Thumbcramps has been invited to.
Yeah. And the last.
The one before that was the anniversary of me and my wife's wedding. And then the one before that is my two cats in a cat carrier.
That's awesome.
That's good stuff. That's
get on Instagram more, I reckon. Yeah. And listeners, thank you so much for joining us for our first ever episode of Thumbcramps. If this wasn't your first episode of Thumbcramps, wrong. And to all the gamers out there, keep on gaming.
Don't stop on our account.
Yeah, exactly. Do not stop gaming. No. And PC Monster Race continues next week. We'll see you there.
And if you go to my Instagram now, which is Goddammit Zammit, you'll find a lovely picture of Jackson Bailey slouching at the microphone.
That's good. Goodbye.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.